Laborers Together with God in the Neighborhood, September 22. God blesses those who consider the poor. Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Psalm 41:1. We are God's servants, doing his service. Into the great web of life we are to draw no thread of selfishness, for this would spoil the pattern. But oh, how thoughtless men are apt to be! How seldom do they make the interest of God's suffering ones their own! The poor are all around them, but they pass on, thoughtless and indifferent, regardless of the widows and orphans who, left without resources, suffer but do not tell their need. If the rich would place a small fund in the bank at the disposal of the needy ones, how much suffering would be saved! The holy love of God would lead every one to see that it is his duty to care for some other one, and thus keep alive the spirit of benevolence. He honors us by making us his helping hand. Instead of complaining, let us rejoice that we have the privilege of serving under so good and merciful a master. Hear what Isaiah says, "Bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. When thou seest a naked, cover him. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Your soul shall be like a watered garden whose waters fail not." I remember the case of a poor man who lived near a rich widow. She had had her orchard trimmed, and the limbs and sprouts thus cut off lay by the fence. This poor man asked of her the small favor to give him this brush to use for fuel, but she refused him, saying, "I want to keep them, for the ashes will enrich my ground." I never passed the house of that woman without thinking of this incident. Ground enriched to the neglect of the poor. When there is a failure to appreciate the necessities of humanity, an unwillingness to be God's helping hand, the most costly offerings, the grandest display of liberality, are abominable in his sight. It is in a life of service only that true happiness is found.